This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. That doesn't sound like the right music, does it? This is a weekly series featuring the creative people, jobs, and businesses, and the driving forces making Washtenaw County one of the Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. We're always proud to focus on this part of our economy and of our quality of life. Our partner in the Creative Impact series is Deb Pollack. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and there's something just not right here, Deb, is there?
I'm feeling a little confused. David, are you familiar with the term crossover event?
Yes, indeed I am, and that music seems to indicate that we might have a guest that people are familiar with.
Yeah, so what's a crossover event?
A crossover event is when, I think if you could explain it in television terms, if actors from one particular series cross over and join in another for a special episode, it's designed to create better ratings and more interest, and you get to see actors that wouldn't work together.
That's right. So today we have our own WEMU crossover event, and we have a real character for one of your other shows, Cinema Chat, with
That's
us
right.
today.
That's what that music was from. Cinema Chat every Thursday at 7:49 and 9:49, and of course my co-host for that show is Russ Collins. And we always talk about movies. We talk about the fun things that are happening in the world of cinema. Today, Deb, we get to talk about little something on the side that people don't get to see so often.
Yeah, exactly. You guys spend a lot of time talking about movies in Hollywood, but we don't talk so much about the creative impact that the Michigan Theater and it has as a local business. So we'd like to spend some time with that. So welcome to the show, Russ Collins. Welcome to my show, Russ Collins.
Exactly. Well, it's an honor.
We're so glad
to be
you
here.
Could make it in for this very special interview.
That's right. Well, it's great, and it's also good to talk about the business and the creative impact of the Michigan and State Theater, the Michigan Theater Foundation, because yes, we do movies and live events every day, but it requires a lot of careful thought, a lot of careful interaction with the community to serve the community, and bottom line, it's a business that has to make its way in the real world.
So when we talk about film presentation, which is at the heart of what you do at the Michigan and the State Theaters, tell me, we get to walk into the theater, get our snacks, go watch the movie, and it just seems like that runs as smoothly as possible. What goes into making that happen? How many people have to put that forth?
Well, every day there's dozens and dozens of people that work at the theater, whether they're working on marketing, whether they're selling the popcorn, whether they're the projectionists or the stagehands that put the show on the screen or on the stage. Altogether, the annual budget of the Michigan Theater is $6.3 million, and Americans for the Arts calculates that the economic impact to the Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County area, and it's really the Washtenaw County area, is over $14 million a year, and it results in a total of 23 full-time jobs. Now, not all of those are at the Michigan Theater. Sometimes the economy of the Michigan Theater creates other jobs.
And it's a wide variety of jobs. You mentioned the people in the front or on the stage or working behind the stage, but it's accountants, and it's all sorts of different jobs.
Absolutely. We have two full-time and one part-time person that does accounting to process all of the activities. We have to contract with distributors to get the movies in, or we have to work with local and regional agencies who want to put on a show at the Michigan Theater. So there's a lot of detail. And like Deb said, there's craftspeople, union people who work the stage and the projection booth. There are administrators who do marketing, who do financial management, who do physical management of the facility.
Right.
They're two old facilities, and there's always something going on. So,
and not all specialists in the arts, which is what I'm driving
absolutely.
At.
Absolutely. There's any kind of business that we do. But there's also the creative folks. So it is that combination. But most of the folks that work at the theater, don't have a degree in the arts, but they're working in the arts because all of those things are needed to support support an institution that is open every day of the week, 365 days a year.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Creative Impact, our weekly Tuesday feature. My co-host is Deb Pollack. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and our interview guest today happens to be my co-host for Cinema Chat every Thursday. His name is Russ Collins, and he is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters.
So that's the those are kind of the numbers, but what is the ripple effect on the business on the community?
Well, we know that there's several restaurants in the downtown area of Ann Arbor that located in that area because of the traffic that's gets driven by the Michigan Theater, but also by the University Musical Society and the Arc and the university itself. The same thing's true in Ypsilanti. But we drive a tremendous amount of traffic, and that is one of the key roles for a community-based, mission-driven organization like the Michigan Theater Foundation. There's a lot of analogy.
Create a sense of place?
Create a sense of place to drive, literally drive traffic. We have 366,000 admissions that are paid at the Michigan Theater. So if you'd multiply that out, that's 1,000. You know, it's over 1,000 people a day that get driven to.
There's nothing better than after a movie, go and have something to eat and talk about what you just saw, right?
So it becomes an anchor for a downtown area.
That's absolutely true, and
any area. It's not necessarily always downtown.
And a lot of times, creative industries. This isn't the case here in Ann Arbor. We're a community that loves quality of life activities, but in a lot of communities, it is the cultural institutions that are the first businesses that locate in a downtown that's troubled or a big city neighborhood that's troubled, and that creates the economic development of the commercial businesses that work around that case. We know that that's the case in Traverse City. The Traverse City Film Festival acquired a couple of theaters.
There's been a real
And literally, yeah, literally revitalized the downtown. That's also true in big city neighborhoods like Detroit or Brooklyn in New York. With the Art House Convergence, which is an organization that we created to have other art house theaters, other cinemas and classic theaters like the Michigan talk to each other and share best practice. We know that this is the case across the nation in cities large and towns and cities small. It's amazing those kind of economic impact and revitalization dynamics.
You talk often about the Arthouse Convergence on Cinema Chat as a conference, as a project that you started here at the Michigan Theater. It's a national program. It's a national project. So tell us, clear that up a little bit, exactly what that is, and tell us how you've influence that and how it's influencing art houses across the nation.
Sure. When Deb and I worked together, we were really focused on the performing arts, and there were a lot of support organizations for nonprofit performing arts organizations. But as I got to work in the cinema space, there wasn't that similar kind of thing. So there's no NPR, as it were. There's no collection of nonprofit cinemas. So 11 years ago, we worked with the Sundance Film Festival and the Sundance Institute to set up that kind of an organization, which has grown very aggressively. We had 26 people at our first conference, and this year we had just under 700 people that came to that. And these are community-based, mission-driven cinemas from around the countries, again, from around North America, Canada, and the United States, they get together, talk about best practices, share their successes, share their failures so that we can all learn from each other. And it's really turned into a dynamic community that has really benefited and stimulated these community-based, mission-driven cinemas to be started around the country, as well as just do a better job in the communities
and
that they work in.
As it drives that kind of urban growth, I want to come back to what really makes it work, and that is the people. And it seems to me the people that are working at the executive level, the management level, on down to the employees and the volunteers at all of these institutions are contributing something out of an almost altruistic sense to something greater than themselves.
Well, and actually, David, if I might add, it also brings it to the circle of the people that are coming to these venues all the time. It's a full circle, right?
That is absolutely true. The community ends up being very supportive of this, supportive in terms of their ability to donate. Again, it's kind of like WEMU. There's commercial radio, and then there's National Public Radio, and there are volunteers and donors who support WEMU. There are volunteers and donors that support the Michigan Theater Foundation and all of these community-based organizations around the around our community. And you're right, you and Deb are right, that there's a passion that is connected with both the people that utilize the service, the people that work there, and the people that volunteer there. And it's demonstrated with their volunteer efforts and with their donations and with the way that they are so concerned about how it is that you do your work and how it is that you interface with the community. It's really, really exciting. Sometimes it's actually wearing because people are so passionate.
We have about 30 seconds left together. I want to take this to an even more personal level. So you hear the passion in your voice. You hear the enthusiasm in your voice. I know the work that you've put into the refurbishment of the Michigan and the state theaters and your passion into the work with the Art House Convergence. What do you take away from this experience that is public theater?
Well, I'm passionate about this part of the world, Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and it is just an honor to be able to benefit from the passion of others that care about this community, care about the institutions that we love, care about all of the things that the Arts Alliance represents.
Russ Collins, thank you so much. I'll see you on Thursday for Cinema Chat.
We'll see you then.
And Deb Pollock, I know that passion exists in your work with the Arts Alliance as well. Thank you for your time, and we'll do it again next week.
Such a great community to live in, and thanks to WEMU for doing this work for us too.
For Deb Pollock, I'm David Farron. Thank you for listening to this edition of Creative Impact. You hear it each Tuesday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.